Welcome back to the program. Now, I don't know. I'm too deep in my marriage to even have understood what Tinder was, because it didn't exist. I met my wife at a bar. That's the way it happened. See someone at a bar, you talk to them, and wow, it's your life partner. But the Tinder and the online world has changed that, of course. And now, if you think meeting a life partner is hard, try finding a family doctor. I remember when we moved to Ottawa, we had two babies. And like finding a family doctor was the most important thing. And it was hard. My wife finally found this incredible doctor, Fauzi Mankel, who has proven to be maybe one of the greatest people we knew and know. He's the most incredible doctor. We got lucky. We hit the absolute jackpot. And I thank God every day for my family doctor and taking care of my wife, myself, my kids. But finding a family doctor is so hard and so tough. Hundreds of thousands of Canadians don't have that. And now there's a competition. Like, they've merged the Tinder world and the finding a doctor in this competition. It's like a Dragon's Den style competition by the University of Ottawa's Department of Family Medicine to try to find people a doctor. And it's Dr. Venables and her team took home a check because they won on an app idea. And the app is Tinder to find a family doctor. And Dr. Venables joins us now. How are you, doctor?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I have a family doctor, so I'm great. I know you're the senior research associate at the University of Ottawa's Department of Family Medicine, which, by the way, is an amazing place, Doc. But how did you get involved in this app? What's the app about?
Well, our chair of the department, Dr. Liddy, came out with this contest, the Clinic of the Future. So she wanted us to think about grassroots problem in the community and perhaps potential solutions to try to address these problems. So I got myself and a few friends, Amanda Larocque, Jessica Murray, and Elisa Ward, to come together, and we came up with Chat. So it's called the Continuity Health Attachment Technology app, which got coined into Tinder, so the matchmaking app to link patients with providers of their preference. And yeah, so this is trying to respond to a need in our community for those patients to have regular access to a primary care provider.
Okay, so I want, first of all, let's get the problem. There's how many people, not only in your city but in the country, don't have a primary care provider, a family doctor, essentially?
So in Ontario itself, it's estimated about 1.1 million Ontarians not having access to a regular primary care provider. I think in Quebec, it's about 25% of the population. So this is it's a persistent problem across all the provinces and territories of Canada.
Yeah, it's like almost 7% of Canadians. Like, it's incredible. So now, how does the app work? Well, how would that work?
So similar to what you've mentioned before, Tinder or matchmaking process, what we're trying to do is identify those clinics who can accept patients, and then based on their preferences in terms of the communities that they can serve, their specialties, as well as the patient's preferences in terms of, for example, language of the primary care provider, as well as like a location and other needs based on their social and health needs, they could choose which provider they could potentially link with to have regular access to primary care.
But how I thought all these family medicine clinics and family doctors, there's just a shortage. Like, there's just not enough. That even if I have a Tinder match, they'll say, oh, we don't have any space anymore for new patients.
Yeah, I completely understand. So what we're trying to address is not simply like increasing the number of clinics or increasing the number of primary care providers, but really leveraging the teams that we have built so far on the ground. And if we can try to make it more efficient to find those clinics that can accept patients, then perhaps we can answer that need. And also in the model we're proposing is that we would have clinics in the community that could accept these patients while they're waiting for a match. So hopefully that could address some of the part-time care that they would need until they get matched more regularly.
Okay, so there's someone listening out here, probably thousands of people across this country, maybe more, listening to us who are saying, oh my gosh, I have been waiting forever to find a family doctor. I want to know I have this app. So like, talk to someone like that. If this app was in place, tell me how they would do it. Just walk me through this step. Okay, I've got a bad back or I've got a chronic pain issue. I can't find a doctor. I'm doing walk-in clinics. I get on this Tinder to find a family doctor. What happens?
Okay. So you have this app. You open it, and then you answer a simple onboarding questionnaire about preferences, social and health needs, and we're hoping that the app will be matched or integrated into the electronic medical records so that we have a better idea of the care that the specific individual needs. Based on that, based on the preferences, then you would get scorecards of teams that are available to respond to that client need. And then based on those scorecards, the patient would have about 24 to 48 hours to review their which one they would prefer to match with, select it, and then the whole process, there's an algorithm behind it. They would actually schedule within 21 days an appointment with their primary care provider. And, then the patient file would be closed. So this
Now are you signed up for like a – are you signed up – does this doctor match permanently or is this – you get one visit?
So we haven't worked out all of the details, but no. So the idea would be that would be the match. You would have your initial consultation with your primary care provider and that they would enroll you within their roster.
Okay, this is so great. But you can, I mean, there seems to be a lot of steps here, right? You need the electronic records to be good. That's always been a challenge. You know, for most people, they're not even choosy. They're like, I'll take anybody. They're like, they're desperate out there. I mean, they're not like, well, I don't know. That's a little too far or that. They'll just take a doctor.
Yeah, I know. So hopefully that could facilitate the process. And instead of them just having to pick any doctor to be able to fulfill their healthcare needs, that perhaps they could choose someone that matches what they need from our healthcare system.
I don't know how Tinder works anymore because I've been married too long. But is the drill here, like in Tinder, my understanding is that if I want to match with someone, then they got to kind of want to match with me. Can the doctor say, like I say, oh, I want this doctor, and the doctor's like, yeah, you're not my speed.
Yeah. So what we would hope to, after we have some buy-ins from primary care providers across the country, that they could list some of their preferences. So we're trying to break down some of those barriers in terms of usually sometimes primary care doctors would have some disinterest in having someone with chronic conditions or someone more senior or even someone that needs temporary care such as pregnancy, right? So they want something more regular to be part of their primary care practice. So they would be able to write those preferences as well. So we're going to try to meet the needs of both the providers as well as the patient.
Yeah, although I got to say, like, is it come to this, and I know I got 30 seconds, where you have to have a match? Like, isn't it our right in Canada to have a family doctor?
I would say so. It's all right. It's a privilege, but unfortunately, our system is not efficient, and we're not. I don't think we're leveraging the right tools to be able to fulfill all the needs.
When does your app get rolled out?
I have no idea. So we're looking for support. We had folks reach out to our team as well as firms to try to help us design the app, and hopefully, we can develop it in the winter term and perhaps test it and implement it in our community.
So great. We need these. Like, this is what it's come to, folks. Dr. Maddie Venable, Senior Research Associate with the University of Ottawa's Department of Family Medicine. Thank you, doctor. Good luck with this. People, this is a problem that we need a solution for, finding a family doctor. And if you've got one, thank that doctor. Doctor, thank you.